well remember, you had to prepare an anecdote about your childhood, something funny, something memorable. So what have you prepared? Who wants to break the ice? Who feels...
I prepared a sort of essay.
An essay?
It's not a spontaneous conversation because...
Well, try to be as spontaneous as possible. Okay. Read your notes.
Not spontaneous.
Okay, so what is your story?
My first day at school.
Your first day at school?
Yeah. In the little village...
Don't read. Speak.
In the little village.
Okay. Read your notes if you want.
When I was born, children first attended the primary school when they were 6 years old.
Yeah, 6 years.
And before that age, children were left at some sort of day nurseries.
Nurses.
They were in the village. Oh. There were two or three, I don't know exactly how many, where in all the cases, an old woman was in charge to take care of the children.
In charge of the children.
So when I was 6 years old, I was to attend the primary school for...
Where was that? Yes, I think it's important.
In the little village.
Which one? It was in
Salamanca.
So it's in a remote village.
In a remote village, 700 inhabitants.
All right.
Who can imagine?
Yeah, sure.
And, when I was 6 years, I was due to attend to the primary school.
Attend school.
For
the first time.
For the first time. In fact, I don't have the slightest idea how was my first day at school.
That's what
the only thing I can remember is how I was transported to my classroom. Because
you were transported.
Well, I have to explain what why I say transported. Because an elder,
your elder sister,
one elder of my sisters, and a woman that helped at home, were committed to accompany me going to the school.
Accompany you to school.
And
they were asked to accompany you.
And
You wouldn't go. You were not willing to go. You refused to go.
Yes. Because I was trying to make a little, that less I'm
style. You were scared.
Style, no? So I was, from the very first moment, they knew, the two persons, my elder sister and a woman at home, were to accompany me. And from the first moment, they understood there was going to be some kind of problem because I started shouting and crying and in my eyes, and I got stuck in the soil, didn't go.
Were paralyzed with fear.
Paralyzed with fear. So they understood that they had to take me up, to lift me up. They decided to lift me up, holding each one by one arm.
They pulled you.
No, lift me
in
up.
The air.
So because. And they took me to the school. And it took them about half an hour, an entire half an hour, to get me into my classroom.
Uh-huh.
And I must say that
did you walk to school?
No. I was
flying.
Yes, because and I was also shouting, crying, and also kicking. And they had to lead me out because. If I was in the soil, it was impossible to take me to the school.
All right.
And I must say that it took them half an hour to get me in the school. And I must say that the school was not roughly 50 meters away, 50 meters apart from home.
So and only 50 meters?
Only 50 meters.
Took you half an hour?
Half an hour or even, or maybe more. And
what happened in the end?
And in the end, when I got there, then
did you relax once you got to school? Did you feel?
No. The fact is that I don't remember at all. I must say that I have a very good memories of the time I passed in this my primary school. No?
All right.
And the whole time was about four or 5 years.
It was only the first day.
Only the first day, and I think that if only that my feet touch a bit of floor of solid ground, it would have taken them longer to get me there, or probably they would never have got it to get me into the classroom.
But then you overcame that fear in the end.
Overcame in the end. Yeah.
The fear that and, you have.
Yeah, and thinking about that now, if I think that I don't understand what kind of reason may have a kid to have such a fear of something. That he doesn't know.
A fear of the unknown, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all afraid of things we don't know, so it was the first day.
And that's all I remember of my first day, yes. Nothing more.
I remember the first day for me. I was also afraid of gymnastics the first day at school. I don't know why. I heard my older brothers telling stories about gymnastics, and they were forced to do complicated things, and I was really scared about that. And actually, the first day at school, when we were made to stand in a row before we went into the classroom, I thought that that was gymnastics, standing in a row. So I decided to go away and hide somewhere where they couldn't find me. And then the teacher had to look for me. They had to look everywhere around the school. And it was hidden in the corner. So I was really afraid of that. So, things that we hear and... all right. So, May, what about you? Do you have a funny anecdote too, or...?
Well, yeah, I remember when I was a child, maybe 7 or 8 years old. Yeah.
7 or 8 years old?
Yes. I remember I was playing in the house, but in a terrace.
Uh-huh.
The house.
In a terrace.
Yeah, in a terrace, yes. But it was dark because it was, I don't know, 7 or 8, but it was winter. It was winter, so it was dark.
Where was that? Barcelona?
In Barcelona, yes.
Okay, where
yes.
We were born.
And, I don't know why we began to explain about gods.
God?
Gods.
Talk about God.
Yeah, and we suddenly saw gods in the trees.
Ghosts.
Yes.
Oh,
ghosts.
Sorry,
gods.
Ah,
ghosts.
I thought you said God.
No,
ghosts.
Sorry, ghosts. So we saw ghosts in the trees, goats in the trees, and we explain. We are very excited. We were
excited
and
scared
also. But we and suddenly we saw a really ghost.
A real ghost?
Yes. Ya sabía, yo también. A real ghost. In the wall of the terrace was with holes. So we saw a ghost just in the terrace going to us. So we began to cry, to shout, and
scream.
Yes. And we go to the door. We push the door and we can open the door. Inside the house, there was my father, my mother, and friends, because we are a lot of children, and they opened the door, and we went into the house, and we cried, Dracos.
A ghost. And
the ghost was one of the fathers in the house, and he heard that we speak about the ghost. He said, "Okay, do you want a ghost? A ghost? You have a ghost." And when we felt very scared and was excited.
Absolutely terrified.
And the father came.
So he was disguised as a ghost.
Yes, of course, yes.
To terrify you.
Was terrified. I remember this.
The night, it was in the night.
Yeah, in the night, of course, in the night. It's 8 o'clock in the night, in winter, or not only it's dark.
So he did it for fun. But do you think that's a good thing to do? Parents caring their children like this?
I love the fun.
Have a trauma as well.
Maybe.
Might not be a good idea.
Traumatized by humans.
Yes, so perhaps
it's kind of stories.
Perhaps parents should be careful what they do with the games. Jokes they want to play.
I have any problem with this. I remember that he told us, you know, the ghosts don't exist.
Ah, okay.
So that's what he's a.
He wanted to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Alejandra, what about you?
Almost since I was born, I spent my summer holidays in my grandmother's house.
Where?
Several Saturdays as well, in Jardín and in Mercedes. But. My father, I live with my father and my sister in a small flat in a neighborhood. So when the weekend comes, I feel so enthusiastic because my grandmother lives in this village, and next to her live my aunt, three aunts of me. And we will gather to my cousins, some of them than the same age like me.
The same age as you.
So I remember playing to hide and seek. With them. And I remember especially my cousin Nieves, because it's curious, because we will to change our clothes. Since I arrived, we, as usual, we change our clothes. Totally.
Exchange clothes, boys and girls.
No, just my cousin Nieves and me. We saw. And I put her clothes.
You put on her clothes.
And he put my clothes.
He put on
until
her
my
clothes.
Orthopedic boots. Totally.
What?
Orthopedic boots.
Yes, but your cousin was a boy or a girl?
No,
a girl.
Yes.
That's what I meant. So what happened?
When I was 8 years, more or less, one day, yeah. settled as a shoeser. My father worked as a upholster. You know upholster? Tapicero.
Ah, yeah, upholsterer. Yeah, upholsterer.
And he used to take us in his old van, who used for transporting sofas, furniture.
Furniture, right.
And we... I sit between my father and my mother.
You used to sit.
And my mother used to carry my sister in her lap.
Okay. And
I remember in the middle of them,
yeah.
in the motor of the van. Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember those
vans
who... Uh-huh.
With the engine in the middle.
Two seats,
yeah,
and
two
in
seats.
The middle, uh-huh. the motor,
oh, right.
and can act as a seat as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, without safety,
yeah.
Yeah,
without safety. No safety, yes.
Well, my father was driving, I was singing, Pimpón es un muñeco. And suddenly, in the middle of nowhere, the donkey,
a donkey
burst into the road. My father, my father couldn't dodge him.
Couldn't dodge the donkey.
And the donkey
couldn't swerve.
Yeah.
The car.
The donkey ran over by the van.
So you mean your father
tried to dodge him, but
ran over
couldn't.
The donkey. Yeah. So
and the donkey.
He ran over the donkey.
Uh-huh.
And what
donkey.
Happened to the donkey?
Oh.
Well, we suffered just bruises.
Some bruises.
Our my mother, because he tried to cover to my sister. Well, my father... Eh?
And you are jumping.
After my father make an agreement to the owner.
Ah, okay, so the owner of the donkey was nearby.
He recognized that the donkey broke out of his land.
Had escaped.
And then my father told me, don't cry.
Uh-huh. So you were, what? How did you feel? You felt miserable? You felt scared?
I feel sad.
You felt sad.
I didn't stop crying.
You were upset about the donkey's death. You were upset.
My father tried to calm
me down.
Yeah. And he told, don't worry, don't cry. The donkey will get over. The bed is on the way. Don't worry.
What happened to the donkey in the end?
At the end, before years, my parents confessed that the donkey had died in that accident.
Okay.
I will never forget the donkey fell on the road.
The donkey
sleeping.
Lying.
Sleeping.
So you thought
sleeping. Just fine. My father told me, just fine. Don't worry.
It's a man sleeping.
Yes.
It's
all
my
right.
history.
Mm-hmm. Are you an animal lover?
Not too much, but 3 years ago, I bring us a dog for the first time that I have a dog.
Uh-huh, right.
I live in love with my dog. He's a schnauzer.
Oh, right.
He's a schnauzer.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Alejandra.
And that was the extinction of the donkeys in the island.
The extinction. There are very few donkeys.
I cry for donkeys.
It's very difficult to see a donkey.
Oh.
See any.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In
Fuerteventura, there are a lot of them. They are
wild. There are still some of them.
Yes, and here too. There are a lot of flood.
Where?
There are a lot of
donkeys. Where?
In the north.
Here in Tenerife?
Yes.
For tourists?
Yeah. No. In
why? To work in the farm?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, happy. Thank you.